Good afternoon and welcome to KSDP's news broadcast. Coming up, we have local elections coming soon and Perryville has a new electric system. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You are listening to KSDP 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, Alaska. I'm Austin Roof with some local news on Thursday, August the 18th, 2016. Lots of people are worried about sockeye salmon runs across the state, but in Unalaska and Area M, they're worried for the Front Beach run. And thanks to a growing number of nets and seemingly fewer fish. That's why the local Fish and Game Advisory Committee has proposed a new regulation aimed at conserving reds. Jennifer Shockley is secretary of the committee.
Our motion is to submit an ACR to limit the number of sockeye taken from Front Beach with subsistence gear to no more than 10 per permit member.
That means of the 25 reds each permit holder is allowed to take each season, only 10 are allowed to come from Front Beach. At least that'll be the rule if the Alaska Board of Fisheries accepts the proposal in October and adopts it at a later meeting. And that's no sure thing. The local Fish and Game Advisory Committee passed the measures 6-1 at their Tuesday meeting with one abstention, but only after lengthy debate and heated public comments. The problem is that no one really knows if Front Beach sockeye are being overfished. And with no way to count reds, the evidence is all anecdotal. And several committee members said they were reluctant to take action without accurate count, including Chairman Frank Kelty.
The answer is getting a weir and possibly even used weirs so we can start getting some information on what's going on these streams. Because right now we're shooting in the dark.
And it's not just Front Beach. Committee members are also expressing concern about the sockeye runs at Summer Bay and Morris Cove, which have similarly sparse population data. That's why they've submitted a second proposal to the Board of Fisheries to restrict sport fishing at those streams. If adopted, the measure would require sport fishermen to move at least 250 yards off the mouth at Summer Bay and Morris Cove before taking reds. It would also reduce the two-bag limit to one per day. While the committee passed that proposal earlier this year, it's still a controversial topic at Tuesday's meeting. An Alaska resident, Mark Westfall, says a restriction would hurt beach-bound fishermen like him.
For someone who doesn't own a boat, that's my source of sockeye. If I want one, that's where I've got to go to get it, or I have to go to the grocery store and pay $20-$30 for one.
Several community members sympathize, but they say conservation is critical. With Unalaska's increasing population, the growing number of sport fishermen, and a lack of run data. For those same reasons, Secretary Shockley says local law enforcement has patrolled popular sport fishing spots this summer to better enforce existing regulations.
Officers from Alaska Department of Public Safety have contacted about 300 people, issued probably around 20 citations, almost all of them in the Town Creek area for snagging in closed waters. By and large, compliance out at Summer Bay and Morris Cove was really good.
Still, the Fishery and Game Advisory Committee will submit the two proposals today. The group will meet again in October to see which requests advance to the Board of Fisheries. In the meantime, Chairman Kelty says they're looking at options for funding weirs or other fish count systems for Unalaska's major streams. The Aleutians East Borough, the school district, and all of its related cities will be holding elections soon, so if you are interested in serving in an elected position, please visit your city or borough office for more details on how to do so. Time is moving quick for that. Also, state elections are coming near, and general elections will be held in fall. In the build-up to that time, KSDP will be hosting various candidates over the air, so stay tuned for announcements on the upcoming interviews with the state legislature and the U.S. legislature, and if you have any questions, please send them into the station. We'd love to have our legislator answer those questions for you. Perryville has a new generator. It'll help the Alaska Peninsula community use more renewable power and save on costs. Contractors have almost finished putting it together, but at the moment, it's almost 500 miles away from its destination. From the Alaska's Energy Desk, here's Elizabeth Harbaugh, who has a story.
In an unassuming back lot in Anchorage, Alan Fetters is standing in a metal container about half as big as a mobile home. The inside is filled with machinery, wires, and colorful tubing, including three green diesel engines. This is Perryville's new powerhouse, and Fetters, who works for the Alaska Energy Authority, sounds a little like an auto mechanic as he shows off the shiny new John Deere generators.
So it'd be like having an old carbureted car you might have had, so somebody said like a VW Volkswagen Beetle versus a new fuel injected now. You get more power, you get more efficiency, it's cleaner emissions.
Perryville's new power system will also be better at using the power generated by the village's wind farm. It will get electricity to more than 100 people when it's up and running in October. It will also capture heat from the engines for the village school. A mix of federal and state money paid for the $3 million project. Sean Scaling, also of the Alaska Energy Authority, argues that's a reasonable price tag for reliable power in a rural village.
I mean, the size and the cost of this matches the community need. I think the fundamental point here is that you need reliable power. Everybody needs it and relies on it. And it's just got to be there all the time without failure.
Perryville Village Council Gerald Cosbrook says the old powerhouse, a wooden building with a rotting foundation, has generators that need to go.
One just went out last winter, and it's hard to find parts for them, and the one that went out actually couldn't be rebuilt anymore.
Through what's called the Rural Power Systems Upgrade Program, the Alaska Energy Authority has already fixed up dozens of powerhouses across the state. Dozens more communities like Lime Village, Whale Pass, and Kivalina are on the waiting list. In a few weeks, Perryville's powerhouse, which weighs more than 10 trucks, will be loaded onto a barge and shipped off to its new home. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
And that's the news from KSDP in Sandpoint. I'm Austin Roof, and you are listening to 8:30 a.m. You can go ahead and find this online at apradio.org. And please stay tuned because coming up next, we do have the local and marine weather forecast, a word from our sponsors, and 80s coming your way here on KSDP.